the top now. I do my thing like Al. Hoes hating like wow. And if you're ready, get into it right now. I got three of my girls and we looking for fun. You got too many figures, so I think you the one. Do not think for a minute because I am the one. I'm the highest in the room. I come second to none. So they think I got a big ego. When I come around, they like, yeah, she go. They say I got a big ego. When I come around, they like, yeah, she go.
You know, you do your thing, you're
chilling, you're everybody upset. Peace, YouTube. Welcome back to the D-Week and Hippie Show with Spliff and Choon Choon. And today, we back at it. We got a lovely, talented, beautiful guest. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let her introduce herself while I fix this part right here. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yourself. So my name is Danny Dash. I'm from Harlem. I do a little bit of R&B, you know, the High Priestess of Harmonies.
Yes, sir. That's a fact. And y'all should know her. She's coming back. This is her second episode with us, you know what I mean? Her second sit down with us. And as she says, she's from Harlem, R&B singer, all around talented person, you know what I mean? Make sure you guys tune in to her Instagram and everything gonna be in the description. But let's talk about it. Danny, how you feeling, man? What's going on? How you feeling today?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good. Thank you for having me back. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to do business with you. You know, I got the EP coming up, so I was like, why not? Let's pop out.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So, let's just dive right into it, because on the last interview that we had sat down, we spoke about everything else, yeah, like your upbringing and everything like that. Absolutely. So let's get right into it. So what's this EP called?
The EP is called From Dash with Love, and it's literally exactly the title. It's an EP made like literally from parts of me, parts of my heart, and it's just like straight from me to you guys, raw. And it's even like showing an expansion of growth, not only on my vocals and my pen, but one of the records on there, I produced myself. So, with love, you know.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Straight from the heart.
I was trying to be like Pretty Boy Floyd, but my glasses is fogging up.
Yo, get froggy.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm gonna have to just be on my own.
Be on your cool.
My eyes is a little brownish, you know what I'm saying? So, I could rock the eyes, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm sorry to disrupt your explanation.
No, please, you're good.
But it's coming out May 8th, so by the time that y'all see this, it's gonna be streaming everywhere. But like you told me, because I told you, I asked you to send me some of the tracks.
Yeah.
And you was like, yeah, there's like three of them is streaming already on YouTube and all the other streaming sites, and I'm gonna send you these other ones. I was like, all right, dope. Boom. So I was listening to them like all weekend, you know what I'm saying? Just going through it and all that. So
give it to me. What you thinking?
I love it, you know what I'm saying? I love your sound. Is I don't want to go too crazy, you know what I'm saying? But
go crazy.
I'm a little older than probably my audience. Absolutely. Or people that would see this, and you know, social media and all that. So I'm an R&B head. That's all I listen to is R&B and you know rap. But you give me like a Toni Braxton vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Tony.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe not the deep vocals, the feel of the music overall. You know what I'm saying? I think my favorite one is Ego, the highest. Because of the beat, and you talking your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not used to that side of me.
Yeah, so. Alright, yo, I'm just excited, you know what I'm saying? So I had to press the little button, but we definitely, I'm sorry, we about to, no, go ahead. Oh, Ego, the highest, is my favorite one. I love Signs, Funny, you know what I mean?
That's my baby.
That's the one you like the most,
that's just
your baby?
It's my baby because it just feels so just timeless. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's an ode to Janet Jackson, to Beyonce, to Bootsy Collins. So it's just an interpolate of all the sounds that have like helped to shape me, and I just wanted to put something out that was I was going through a little something at that time.
She was on her Tyrese shit on that one. Okay. I said, okay, hold on.
You know, little signs here. So, you know, and I feel like everybody is into that, you know, so I tried to find a way to marry it into what I can do. So, yeah. And then we came up with that. You want me to hold those for you?
Nah, I'm about okay. to dead throw these
don't,
shits.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Nah, don't worry about it. I'm feeling like right now, I'm sorry, I'm feeling a little like, I kind of fucked up, you know what I mean? So in my head, I'm just everywhere right now. So don't mind me. Just do your thing.
We vibing.
Promote your shit. You know what I'm saying?
We like, vibing, baby.
So I do want to get into all the tracks one by one because it's six, right?
Yep.
So, but before we get into that, I want you to explain like, what was your mind space when you decided to drop this EP, and what was it that made you like, all right, it's time for me to come out now?
No, absolutely. So, you know, little do you guys know, this record was actually a long time coming in the making. As you know, Funny was released last year in February, and I've kind of been trying to capitalize off of that, but I didn't want to release them too soon. You know, sometimes you feel like you have something that's so good that you want to put it on out, but it's like timing is everything.
That's
and it hurt me to hold it back a little bit because I'm like, damn, it feels like I'm not putting out no music, no content. And you know, everybody's constantly like, when's the next record coming? But I always knew that I was going to put out this project. But you know how things go, deadlines, studio sessions, things of that nature. But I feel like this timing couldn't have been any more perfect. If I would have released it anytime sooner, I don't think it would hit the way it's about to hit.
And from like, you know, I'm following you on social medias and everything. You've been promoting it heavy. Like,
absolutely.
This is something that I really want y'all to like sit with and digest and really get into it. So, what's the process for you when you like, cause you know, like I said, social media, sometimes you post snippets of you in the studio and stuff like that. And like, that's the content I like to see from artists that I fuck with because I feel like, I feel like people don't get to see people's personalities.
Right.
Well, you do now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because of everything that is, you got to promote yourself heavy. But some people are just private. So when you do decide to put something like that out, it's like, okay, that's she's having fun, dancing and laughing in the studio.
Yeah,
so what's that process like when you in the studio and you writing like,
oh my God.
Do you hear beats or do you like start writing first? Like, what is it for you?
You know something, I have a very funny process actually. So a majority of my records, sometimes I get a beat and I just feel something, but a lot of my songs are written out of pure thin air. I hear it, I sing it, I'm humming my own record, my own lyrics before it actually becomes something, and then I finally just like put words to it. So what will happen is I'll usually think of the feel, I'll search up some beats. Also, I have like hundreds of beats that I have not even used.
Mm.
So I recycle a lot of them. Like a couple of these records are a couple of years old and just got re-recorded and remastered and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is like if I get a beat, my favorite thing to do, and this is pretty much how all my songs come about, I just hum. And then I find a melody, I fine tune it, and then I put lyrics to it eventually. Mm. And then it becomes the full process.
So it's more like a freestyle at first.
Absolutely.
You like to put the pen to the paper?
So I'm a typer, and I'm an acapella. So I will just say the words, and then once I'm sure that's what I want, I'll put it down and I'll tweak it as I, you know, if I get in the studio and I record, or as I'm singing it to the beat, to
you
the
start
instrumental.
To see where the
I start
song
to figure
is
out the process and format it the right way, basically. Yeah, for sure.
That's fire. Because I don't, like I said before, I'm not a musician, so I can't compose music, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like, I just love the process because I'm a music head. Like,
sure.
I just love listening to music, you know what I'm saying? Like, lately, for some reason, it's been dying down for me, but I don't know. For some reason, like, this Kendrick and Drake shit, like, reignited my
feel for music.
You know what I'm saying? So
we need that.
That shit was fire. So, listening to your project, I want to go with, you was already talking about Signs. Let's stay right there.
Yeah.
So what was that? That one is one of the older ones from
I put that out
last year.
February 3rd. Yep.
So what was your mindset when you was coming out with this one?
Okay, so actually I started writing Funny when I was on a trip in Miami. last year in January.
That weather.
So there's a line in the song. This song literally, let me tell you, they tell you, like, don't date singers because we will write about you, okay? Oh, and I do. So I was dating somebody, he was an Aquarius. And, you know, people just have their little ways or whatever the case may be. And I wanted to come up with a record of, like, how I was feeling and just, like, all the different emotions that I was feeling or that we were experiencing with each other and just format it in a way that can relate to everybody. And what I wanted to marry with the signs, and then if you're listening to just, like, the dialect, it's basically saying that no matter what, however the roller coaster of love, all these emotions and all these ways you show me how you love me, I still would much rather just be with you regardless.
Yeah.
You know? Even though you have all these ways. Like, you know, I'm like, you set me off, you upset me, you do this, and, you know, all these things, but it's like, you would still rather be with that one person. So I was just in a real true space of, like, actually, like, ending a relationship, yeah. And I was like, let me just get this out, and that's kind of where it came from.
Yeah.
I was detoxing on the beach, literally 5 a.m. on the beach, watching the sun come up, no lie, and I started writing it.
And you like a, are you like a, you one of those people that's into astrology and all that shit?
I'm a Pisces. I'm into water. I'm into earth and sun and stars. And
because the way you're breaking down each of them and some of the,
yes,
you know, mannerisms and actions that those signs have, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right.
That's like, I ain't lie. Did I tell a lie?
Yeah.
Did I tell a lie?
I think that's my second favorite one.
Yes.
I like I said, I like the high notes, the ego, the highest, yeah. The ego. I left my phone over there. You're going to have to give me
There's plenty
the,
good.
I like plenty good.
Then there's Do With It. That's the record I produced.
That's the one I'm thinking about.
It's the short one. That's record
like
I made that beat.
Or something like
you got
that,
it.
Right?
Yeah,
that's the one that I like. I played that one back like 2-3 times.
Really?
Yeah,
You know how amazing that makes me feel? I made that beat. That's I've been making beats for 2 years and I produced that record, made the beat and everything. So that's 100% me.
Mm.
So that feels so good to hear because I was sitting there, it took me like two days to make that beat. I was struggling. I was like, oh, and then it just felt like me. And
you've been practicing for a while? Or
I've always wanted to make beats. Okay. I played the piano and I played the saxophone when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So instruments have always been, music instruments, all that has always been in my life. And I eventually told myself that I wanted to branch off into being able to like record myself, produce myself, and eventually like make my own beats. And so summer of 2022, I just dabbled into it. I got a little bit of like a setup and then I had downloaded some programs and I just started messing with it, looking at videos and started messing with it. And I got the first couple ones I made, they weren't horrible, but I was just like, oh girl, we gonna have to fine tune this. You all over the place. Man. And then I just was like, what's your sound? Figure out what you want. And then I knew like what instruments, what sounds and drums and things that I wanted and how I wanted to come off. And that pretty much,
that's what's up.
And I just kept doing it.
What's the, I'm sorry for not
Session 148? Or Again and Again? Session 148.
Okay. I was thinking Studio
148. It is Session 148.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that one. I like that one a lot too.
That Aquarius, man.
It's that.
That Aquarius done got that record.
For me, it's the feel of your music. You know what I'm saying? Like you giving me 90s, early 2000s.
That's
you know what
me.
I'm saying? That's really what you give it. Like it gives out. You know what I'm saying? And I be waiting for visuals from you because I'm like, cooking something up. I know what she's now. Yeah. I know what she's seeing because you're hearing it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
The
so
vision.
Let's talk about that track.
Yeah, so Session 148 basically was literally that. I was in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I was writing and I was in a session. At the moment, we had like a 6 to 8 hour session. I was just like going through a bunch of records. And I had wrote this record, but I could never quite finish it. And I knew I had this like, I don't want to sing it because I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but I had this vibe like, da, 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 da. And I kept like, I was like, okay, I'm feeling this. And I wasn't really dealing with the person. And people have this radar of like when you in your bag and you in your, they hit you up.
Yeah.
And so when I was in that session, the person had hit me up and I was just kind of like, I was like in my standing on business like mood. And I was just kind of like, it's so funny. I had like sent the person a voice note and they replied back with like, you know, saying what they said and then like they wrote 148 basically, because of what I said at 148, and then I was like, we gonna call this session 148. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's like an inside joke for me.
Damn. You know, real.
Don't be dating us. We gonna write about you, baby.
Somebody said that shit about battle rappers too.
I'm telling you.
Don't date a battle rap.
Do
female.
Not, baby, I'm not she trying to be on no ass. Staying away from Uncle Murder. I'm not trying to be on the 2024 wrap up. None of that.
That's a fact.
Okay.
That's a fact.
I'm telling you.
Let's talk about
again and again.
That gives me like TLC vibes.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You better stop. You know how I feel about TLC. You know you better stop. Because I actually sampled the record of theirs, Freaking You. So that I love that vibe.
I know that shit copyrighted the shit out of our episode. I used it. I said, I'm using that shit.
No, no,
because I liked it. You know what I'm saying? I like the song. You know what I mean? So I'm
I do get copyrighted. You know, we official over here. Okay, we doing listen, our thing. Man, but don't worry. It's just a claim. It won't take it down.
The real artist not going to sue the little person.
I'm not doing none of that. It's promo for me at the end of the day. Yeah. So again and again, honestly, there was no real basis for that record. I really just kind of wanted to make a female empowerment, like, I'm not taking your shit. I don't know what you thought this was. We're not giving that. Like, you know, it's giving independent women. That's don't wait around for a man. And I wanted to just give the girls, like, a record where they just telling him, like, you keep doing this over and over, and I think that you must have me confused. And so, with that being said, it's bye-bye. Yeah. You know, we don't do liars. We don't like liars. Don't lie. You feel me?
Yo, I know I've been looking crazy, y'all. I've been having a lot of women up here on the pod talking they shit, but you know what I mean?
Maybe we would have shit to talk.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all was doing right.
That's just what I've been seeing lately. I've been seeing, like, a lot of the women empowerment.
Yeah.
Not even empowerment, because y'all been doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? But it's more out there now. More options.
I love that.
Like, it's a lot of rappers, singers, and everything
we coming up, you know what I'm saying?
So,
for you to be talking this shit like that is like
you really feeling what you about to release.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything is with love.
So what's that? We spoke on four?
And then we got Plenty Good.
All right, let's get into that one.
Plenty Good. I had wrote that back in the day. I used to do like freestyles to people's beats and just make my own records, basically. Mm-hmm. So there's a record called Good and Plenty by Alex Isley, and shout out to her because she's amazing. I absolutely love her music. And she had made a remix to the record, and it's called Good and Plenty. And I had wrote my own remix to it, basically. And I actually wrote it about a year or two ago. And people were like saying, yo, this need to be a song, you know? And I was like, I was just doing it for the gram, like a little freestyle video.
So you just did like
I posted myself singing it a cappella to the beat in my room, basically, and people was like, nah, I need this.
I just did a cover for it.
And I was like, I would love to make it as a record. And, you know, I chopped up the beat, sped it up, did a little something to it, made it to what I feel like is me, because I loved it, but it's a little slow, and I wanted to pick it up just a little bit more. So that one is just really about being in a sexual kind of like sensuality and really kind of being more forward and a little bit provocative, whereas women usually we're not the type to, some of us are not the type to, you know, initiate saying like, listen, I want you, like, you know, let me show you what I can do, basically, you know. So that's kind of the vibe that I was in. I was just like feeling myself, feeling real spicy, and I was like, you know, we all need a good record like that. Who don't like a baby making record, you know? We all need that.
Hell yeah, especially coming from the female perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, it gives you a different side of the coin, you know what I'm saying?
It's very,
like,
sexy. Yeah,
yeah, they get in that bag too, like, it's what we want.
I'm
as well,
I'm a woman, you're gonna get all sides of me. From Dash With Love is really like, every record really gives you like a different piece of me. Like, it starts off with Funny, which is like very soft. Mm-hmm. And it's like me being very vulnerable. Then it moves into Plenty Good, where it's like, all right, now that I've set the tone for that softness, it's like, what's good? What we gonna do? Where we going from here? You know, I'm comfortable. You've made it good for me to be, you know, soft and be a woman. So that's when it gradually takes off. And then it goes into the, there is a theme, you know, and then it goes in just to the cycles of how love goes. And then eventually we started off with funny and we ended with the highest ego because we started off soft. And then at the end, we're going to close it out with standing on business and being a, you know, a strong woman and talking your shit, not taking no shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just being a superstar, literally. And knowing that when you walk in a room, you're that girl and mm-hmm. all eyes is on you and you command the attention. And so, you know, I just wanted to bring it. You know,
all the way around, yeah, full circle, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? That's sure. the best part about it as well. Like you just said, you got like a theme to
yes.
it. You got a connection of a thread to it, you know what I'm saying? So when they go in song for song, people are going to get that.
They,
you know
absolutely.
So what made you pick that cover art? That's the cloud heart?
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you so much. So really because, you know, if you guys know me or whoever like follows me or pays attention to me, like I'm a very ethereal, mystical kind of like, I love, you know, the spiritual, astrological world. I love stuff like that. And so I wanted this project to really seem like me. I do all my cover art as well, and I feel like nothing can really portray me than but myself. And so the heart really is basically from my love, from my heart. It's me at the bottom of it. I'm like holding it basically. Mm-hmm. So this is basically like me saying I'm putting my heart in my hand and wearing it on my sleeve and giving it to you guys. And the ocean and the clouds just basically symbolize like my world and my universe and just like letting you guys in basically. So I just wanted it to be really artsy, really artistic. I didn't want to like, I don't like to like put my face on things because I feel like it takes away from it. And I just want you to be intrigued, like, what's mm-hmm. this, you know? And then, you know, I just was like, I think this is me. The colors, it's popping and it's just like inviting and it just feels warm. And I feel like it makes you feel love. Like you feel something when you look at it, you know? So that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
I'm one of those.
I like it, you know what I mean? And I can't wait for the project to come out, you know what I mean? I'm a stream it, listen to it, you know what I mean?
Run it up, Mr. R&B lover.
I'm trying to think about, I might just use the ego one for the intro to this episode.
Oh, please do. Absolutely.
That might be the one that I use because that's the one that attracts to me
right
now.
Yes, please, whatever speaks to you.
Who knows, by the time I put this episode out.
You might have a different fave.
Yeah, because I got to put the episode that we recorded yesterday out tomorrow, right. And then I might just throw your episode up while I'm in PR.
On some vacation.
On some Joe Button shit. You know,
okay.
I got a couple in the stash.
You and me. Puerto Rico.
See, it was me being like uptight. My body heat was foaming over. I'm good now. My shit not fogging and shit.
I had to settle in.
I'm still a little nervous because, yo, shout out to Split. Not because of you. Because Split's supposed to be pulling up. I know he hitting my phone up, but you're going to have to wait, brother. We can't. I told you.
You got to be on time.
The Spizzy is here, man. They be on time with their shit, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
And I still kind of want to get up and flip the camera so I can see it from here, but I'm not going to disrespect her interview no more. I felt like I disrespected it enough in the beginning.
Please, listen. That's how the business go, and we like it real. We want to keep it real at the end of the day.
Yo, that's not to diverge, you know what I'm saying? That's what my audience be saying to me. They be like, yo, like, y'all niggas just feel mad, genuine.
We love genuine. I don't like stuff that seems too perfect, too organized. It just doesn't feel organic.
Because if I'm not doing something like this, like, I wanted you to feel as comfortable as possible, right?
Always comfortable.
Or like my regular shit, I do it in my crib.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't want, you know what I mean? But
that's
what I mean by like, the people be like, yo, that shit just feels genuine right now.
No,
like, keep
absolutely.
Pushing, keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'll be appreciating that kind of stuff.
And that's
if y'all made it this far, like, comment, subscribe. You know,
like, comment, subscribe, repost, share. Don't,
all of that,
support
all
is free, okay?
But let's talk about, so where you at right now in life? How you feeling? Like,
oh my God, honestly, I'm mentally and emotionally, spiritually, I'm really, really good. And it took a while. Like, maybe if you had asked me that some months ago, it probably wouldn't have been the same answer. I probably would have been getting there. But like right now, I'm really in a space of like taking back my power and like no for me, because I had a problem with saying no to people. I'm like, I'm saying no, I'm standing up for myself, I'm not taking nobody's BS. And you know, like, I'm just in a place where I'm really happy, and I feel like because I'm making the choices to do what I want to do, God is like rewarding me with so many things. Like, I'm just very blessed right now, and I'm hoping that, well, I know that this is my year and that things are going to continue to take off, because from the start, it's just been wonderful and it just keeps growing. So I'm happy, and I hope to stay in this place where I'm at. So
that's good. That's good.
For sure.
I've been feeling the same way too, like real free and real, like,
you know?
You know what I mean? Like every day, like thankful for every day.
And the
type
weather
shit.
Is better. That helps too.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? So sure. I understand that. You know what I mean? So what
and
you
that's
feel?
Important, you know?
Yeah. So what you feel is next for you outside of, you know, the EP dropping, promoting it, visuals? What's next for you beyond that?
Yeah. So honestly, I'm about to start touring again. I had did a little bit of a tour run last year, but I want to take it kind of like a little bit further this time. And I want to make it so that, you know, I'm really hitting every city, and I really want to try to build more of an organic fan base, basically. And I was going to say, you're not in the camera. I want to build more of an organic
fan base. He's a vampire.
I'm telling you, okay? You know, I just feel like it's really important for me to stay grounded, but also to stay busy and just to like keep on expanding myself. So I'm definitely going to be booking a lot more studio time, but not just studio, to record a lot more, building a lot more content. And I dance as well. So I'm going to start putting out a lot more dancing videos and things of that nature. Okay. And just like letting you guys in, because even though I do share, I am a very private person. So I had a performance last week, and I was approached by a very, I'll just say, an important A&R, and he, you know, gave me and my manager some tips and some props. And, you know, I just really want to dive into that, because after that meeting, you know, things are about to start looking up for me. And so I have to get everything that I want in order so that you guys can really see the growth and the effort that I'm putting in, because that's really important to me, for you guys to know how much I love it. Because if you know how much I love music and what I'm doing, then you guys will start fucking with it even more. So that's kind of where I'm at. The sky's the limit, you know?
That's
you
want to
keep pushing. Touring. We got some videos coming up, and I got this freestyle video that's going to be dropping too. We're going to be doing Explode Studios, and we're going to be doing, I think it's From the Block or one of those, basically. We're going to be doing that in a couple of weeks, so that'll be coming out very soon. So
I'm going to give you my brother's Instagram.
Please.
My younger brother, he do a lot of dance and stuff.
I've been looking for dancers as well, because I want to have,
he
like,
do a lot of
dancing
dances. Stuff, like,
yeah.
Like, he do a lot of competition dancing.
Love
and
that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think he in L.A. or P.A. right now. But
I travel.
He goes all over the place because they be, you know, searching for... Matter of fact, he was in... he don't like people knowing it because you can't tell who it is,
uh-huh.
because of the video and
right.
how it was. He was one of those demons in Lady Gaga video.
Which one?
The one when she's in the tub.
Okay.
Doja Cat.
I was thinking demons. When you said demons,
with
I
the
was
black
like,
demons with the
really?
Like,
he could dance then.
Yeah.
Oh, he be dancing.
He was one of them.
Send
yeah.
a link for
so
sure.
He,
I need that.
He be in shit like that. Like this shirt, right? This Elise.
It's
like a clothing brand in Australia. They send him mad shit to like.
Oh,
win.
So he's like a brand. Oh, so he.
Yeah, he out there. His name is Sage.
And we love Sage. Clear.
Yeah, that's my
energy.
and that's my youngest brother.
This is your brother.
That's my youngest. Yeah, that's my blood brother.
Okay.
Like, I saw him come from
the
hospital. Yeah, I got you, because he's trying to get into different shit like that too, going into videos and shit like that.
Right.
You
yeah, yeah, absolutely. I love
so,
that
So
connect.
Before we get out of here, what you got to give to your people, you know what I'm saying? Let them know where they can follow you or your social medias and everything like that. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
So first and foremost, I just want to say, if whoever's been supporting me, thank you so much for the support. Won't let you down. And in hindsight of that, if you are an artist upcoming, please, like, do not give up, push hard. And even the times where you feel like, damn, it's not moving fast enough. Your timing is your timing, okay? Don't ever question it, because the minute that you're about to give up, that second that you turn, that opportunity could have been right around the corner, all right? So keep that, all right? And keep that in your heart. And what's for you is for you. And once again, my name is Danny Dash. You can find me on Instagram at The High Notes, TikTok The High Notes, Twitter The High Notes, YouTube, Instagram, all streaming platforms. Just type in Danny Dash.
1 second.
Okay? And you'll find me there. Look, this is real.
That nigga's late. And the highest hippie.
Knock it like
the
police.
D-Reek and hippie, you know what I mean? So make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, and all of everything that she just said will be in the description. Maybe just her Instagram page, and you can hit the link tree and everything like
there
that.
There you go. Bow, 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 bow. That's where you find it all.
So for D-Reek and Hippie, for Danny Dash, shout out to Spliff, shout out to Choon Choon. Y'all already know what we about to do. I might roll something up real quick, you know what I'm saying? And we be back at y'all real soon. Danny,
thank you so much for pulling up.
And we be back at y'all real soon.
Sucker shit, I cannot run with no sucker shit. Turn up this shit if you fuck with this. I switched on my flow, having fun with this. True to this, not new to this. And no, I ain't trying to be cool.